Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Ayin Tes. A bit of background to some of the terminology in today's discussion before we dive in. Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs, also known as Stam, which stands for, as we said, Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs, are all written on parchments. However, the parchments may vary between these items. There are three types of parchment: Klaf, Gvil, and Duch Sustus. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Sefer Torah Mitzvah, Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzahs in Perek Aleph explains that Gvil refers to the whole piece of skin that has been processed and made ready for use. This is known as Gvil. At an early stage in the process, after the hair is removed, that skin can actually be split in half. The upper half that had the hair on it is called the Klaf, and the bottom half, which was on the flesh, connect to the flesh of the animal, is called the Duch Sustus. Our Gemara, which is discussing the Mishnah's Halacha, of minimum prohibited size of paper being the size of a paper to write, the smallest parsha of tefillin, that's the amount that a person is not allowed to carry out on Shabbos, the smallest parsha of the tefillin is the first paragraph of Shema. So it's Halacha Moshe Misina that Sefer Torah should be written specifically on Gvil. The Rambam upholds this in Halacha Ches, and that's in first chapter of Hilchos Tefillin, Sefer Torah Mezuzahs, and allows Sefer Torah on Klaf as well, since it is the upper layer. However, our Gemara quotes a halacha from Rabbi Menashe that Sefer Torah is kasher even on Duch Sustus. So this Gemara is brought la halacha by most of the Rishonim, not like the Rambam, including the Rif, the Ramban, and the Ran. Then the Gemara further down in Amud Beis has another halacha, which is also Gemara Menachos Lamed Beis, that a mezuzah may not be made from the tattered parchments of a Sefer Torah or Tefillin because of the principle of Ein Moridin Mikdusha Chamor like Dusha Kali. You're not allowed to go down from a greater level of Kedusha, from something that has a higher status of Kedusha, to a lower status of Kedusha. That would mean that a Sefer Torah, which has a higher level than Tefillin, cannot be used for Tefillin. Tefillin parchments cannot be used for mezuzah. And as we know, the parshas of Shema appear in all three. Shema Vayah, which appear in the mezuzah, appear also in Tefillin, appear also in Sefer Torah. So you can't use that parchment inside a mezuzah. This has applications in other places, such as, for example, transforming a talis katan into a talis gadol, using an Aron Kodesh that had been worn out. Now the shul got a new Aron Kodesh, but we're going to keep it around so we can store Sfarim there. Is that allowed? You're using the Aron Kodesh, which had held the Sefer Torah for Sefer Kodesh. Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva in Yabia Omer Chelek Yud Tezvav discussing using a previously unused space in the shul, say a corridor or another area, for added seats in Yamim Minorayim, and then you're going to put the seats away. What happens to that space? You're going to put it back to regular use. Now you're losing the level of Kedusha. And the list goes on and on, discussed many, many different types and permutations among the posim. Lamaisa, comes out that the mezuzah may also be written on Klaf and Gvil, for that matter, which is against the Re, quoted on our daf. Even though Halacha Moshe Misinai, it should be on Duch Sustus. When it comes to Tefillin, the Rambam paskins it's ma'akev to write it on Klaf. So why on Tefillin does the Rambam saying it has to be on Klaf, but not on mezuzah? So this question was addressed by the Rav, Rav Yosef Dover Levi Soloveitchik, and Shira Grid on Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, and Siman Yud Gimel, which is called Be'inyan Klaf. And he writes there, to answer the question of the Rambam, he brings another Rambam, also from Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, that while Sefer Torah and Tefillin require Ibud Lishma, which means that the parchment has to be processed Lishma with special knowledge, with special kavana in mind that it's being made for that purpose of that mitzvah, mezuzah does not have to have such a lishma. It has to have ibud, but doesn't have to have lishma. And in his tshuvas, he says, well, what's going on in the Rambam? Why the differentiation? So in the Rambam's tshuvas, he was asked about this, and he writes in tshuva number Shin Lama Dalet, explains that for tefillin and sefer Torah, the object of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Therefore, we should get it up. We should set it up long term for using it to added care by mezuzah. It's dependent on having a home. Then it's a mitzvah. So Soloveitchik's analysis, mezuzah doesn't have the same level of kedusha as sefer Torah and tefillin. Mezuzah has the status of kitve kodesh, which would be like an entire sefer of chumash, but not a full sefer Torah, which may be written on gvil, so too by mezuzah. But by tefillin, to have a higher status of kedusha, they're more than kitve kodesh, therefore they require klaf specifically. This is true even though sefer Torah can be gvil, it's higher even still. After all dust settles, we have the precious mitzvahs of mezuzah, tefillin, and sefer Torah, even to the fine detail of which layer of parchment we use. Halacha teaches us to always strive up in kedusha, never to allow ourselves to pause, always forward, always upward.